Okay, so if you've ever had a cat, curl up on your lap, purring, that little motor sound,
Oh, yeah.
it feels like more than just, well, having a pet around. It feels different.
It really does. It's like this quiet shift happens, doesn't it? From a companion animal to, well, family.
Exactly. And I bet a lot of you listening get that completely. But for this deep dive, we want to go a bit beyond just the feeling,
Right. Look at the
Yeah,
specifics.
we're going to dig into how that actually happens.
Yeah.
We've been looking into feline behavior, the science behind human-animal bonds, that kind of thing.
And the mission, I guess.
The mission is to unpack the key ways cats really weave themselves into our families. Maybe find some surprising facts, some aha moments,
Yeah.
stuff that resonates if you have a cat, or maybe even helps if you're thinking about getting one.
Sounds good. It's a fascinating journey, that evolution from pet to family. We talk a lot about the general bond, but the cat-specific way it happens,
Yeah.
that involves some really subtle, interesting interactions.
Right. It's about looking past the obvious, I think.
Yeah, understanding the deeper stuff going on.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Emotional bonds. We all feel something with our cats, right?
Yeah.
But it's easy to just say, oh, it's affection. But the stuff we looked at suggests it's, well, deeper than that.
Definitely deeper, even if they don't show it like, say, a dog would.
How so?
Well, it's often in the nuances, like you said.
Yeah.
So maybe not a big bouncy greeting, but they absolutely recognize your voice. Their hearing is incredible, so they pick up your specific patterns. And have you noticed how they might act differently if you're feeling sad or stressed?
Yeah, sometimes it seems like they know.
The material we reviewed mentions that they might sense changes in our mood, maybe through our posture or even potentially our scent. So that purr when you're upset, it might not just be random, it could actually be a response to you.
It really does feel targeted sometimes, doesn't it? And I was really struck by the mention of those small gestures. The little head bund.
The slow blink.
Yeah. Or that soft rub against your legs when you come home. It's like their quiet little hello.
Exactly. It's feline communication. And then there's that research highlighted about cats forming attachment styles with us, similar to kids and caregivers.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Gives us a really powerful way to think about how deep the bond goes.
Yeah.
It's not just random affection. It suggests they have this fundamental need for like connection and security, and they find it with us.
So we're more than just a food source.
Way more. We're fulfilling a really key emotional role for them.
Okay, so building on that emotional connection, let's look at routines, how they fit into our daily lives. They seem so independent, but they also really seem to like predictability.
Oh, they thrive on routine. And what's amazing is how accurately they learn our schedules. You know, the cat waiting by the door just before you get home.
Yeah. How do they do that?
Well, the source material suggests their internal clocks are just incredibly precise. They anticipate things, or think about the cat that always jumps on the bed at night.
Right.
It's not just about warmth, though that's part of it. It's also about joining in on a predictable family thing. It signals comfort, belonging.
And it's not just the whole household routine, is it? It
Right.
seems like they adapt to different people too.
That's a great point. The research mentioned things like a cat napping quietly next to a kid doing homework versus maybe being more actively present with a senior who's home all day.
Like they tailor their companionship.
Exactly. They seem to recognize different needs or rhythms within the family and adjust. It really shows how deeply they get woven in. They aren't just there, they're actively participating in their own way.
Okay, let's shift to comfort and companionship. Because I think for many people, this is where it really clicks that they're more than just a pet, especially during tough times.
Yeah, that quiet support they offer is pretty unique. It's non-judgmental. When you're stressed or grieving or sick, sometimes just having the cat there is incredibly calming. And it's not just a feeling. The source material points out, and studies back this up, their presence can actually measurably lower anxiety, improve your mood.
It feels almost physical, doesn't it? Just stroking a cat, feeling the tension ease, and you're saying there's actual science to that.
Absolutely. Research shows petting a cat can lower blood pressure and it triggers the release of oxytocin, the bonding hormone.
Oh, right.
And apparently it releases it in both the human and the cat. So it's this mutually beneficial thing happening on a physiological level. It strengthens the bond and provides real comfort.
Wow, okay. But it's not only those big moments, right? It's also just the everyday stuff.
Totally. The small shared moments, those really add up.
Like what?
Well, think about your cat just choosing to sit near you while you work from home, or following you from room to room, just checking in.
Yeah, my cat does that. like a little shadow sometimes.
Right. It seems minor, but over time, that builds this real sense of intimacy. You just get used to their quiet presence. It becomes part of the background hum of your life in a good way.
And I love it when people include cats in family traditions. It sounds silly, maybe, yeah. But like giving them a stocking at Christmas.
Or celebrating their gotcha day or birthday.
Yeah. Those little things,
yeah.
They say a lot about how integrated they are emotionally, don't they?
They really do. It mirrors how we treat other human family members, doesn't it? Putting up a stocking for the cat, getting them a little treat. It acknowledges their place in the family unit. It's like saying, you belong here. It makes their status tangible.
That makes sense. Okay, something else interesting is how living with a cat starts to kind of subtly influence our decisions around the house.
That's a really keen observation. It happens almost without thinking sometimes.
Like what sort of things?
Well, the source material gives good examples. Like suddenly you're double checking if that new houseplant is toxic to cats before you buy it.
Oh yeah, definitely done that.
Or maybe you adjust your holiday travel plans to make sure someone reliable can check on them, or you shorten the trip. Their safety and comfort just become a factor, a natural consideration.
And it can be bigger things too, right? Like choosing furniture, is it scratch-proof?
Yeah.
Or flooring easy to clean?
Exactly. You start thinking, is this cat-friendly?
Yeah.
And the interesting part is it usually doesn't feel like a burden. It feels natural, just like you'd consider a child's safety or comfort when making household choices. It just shows how much their well-being matters, like any other family member.
Okay, so finally, let's talk about love. Mm-hmm. That feeling of, well, maybe unconditional love we get from them. That seems pretty fundamental to family bonds.
It really is. And the relationship with a cat, when it's good, is built on this mutual respect and trust that develops. They show affection in their own ways, don't they?
Yeah, the slow blink. I love the slow blink.
The slow blink, the kneading, you know, making biscuits, or when they bring you a toy, even if it's a bit mangled.
Huh, yeah. My sock, usually.
Right. But those things, they signal that the cat feels safe, feels loved, and wants to show it back in their own language.
And we definitely show it back. I mean, think about the vet bills.
Oh, absolutely. The financial side, but also the emotional investment. Buying the special food, the comfy beds, worrying about them, celebrating them.
Those birthday treats we mentioned.
Exactly. It's this whole reciprocal exchange.
Yeah.
It fosters this deep connection, this commitment to their well-being that feels very much like the love within a human family. It's way beyond just owning an animal.
Hmm.
It's about nurturing this really meaningful relationship.
So when you pull it all together,
yeah,
it's not really one big thing, is it? It's more like a whole lot of small, everyday interactions. That's how they weave themselves in.
Pretty much. They offer that emotional depth, that stability, that quiet comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes part of the fabric of your life.
They sync up with our routines. They react to our feelings. They even change how we arrange our homes.
Mm-hmm. And they do it through these consistent, often quite subtle actions. It's not like they're always demanding attention, but they establish their place very firmly as, you know, proper family members.
So opening your home to a cat really is opening it to family. They bring this unique mix of what, loyalty, gentleness, just this comforting, steady presence.
Yeah. Which actually makes me think, here's something for you listening to ponder. Think about your cat, or a cat you know well. What are the specific subtle ways they've left their, well, their paw prints, not just on the furniture?
Definitely on the furniture.
But on your emotional landscape, you know, what are those unique, maybe even unnoticed ways that these amazing creatures make our lives richer? It's worth taking a moment to really consider that, isn't it?